The Federal Centers for Disease Control is warning about the growing problem of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, so-called superbugs. As Brett Dahlberg reports, local hospitals are aware of the threat and looking for ways to stop it.
The problem with antibiotic resistance is that it neutralizes the best weapon doctors have to fight infections. Rochester Regional Health epidemiologist Emil Lesho says when antibiotics don't work, the diseases often win. The CDC now says everyone is at risk from antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Lesho says they're right.
It's not an exaggeration. I don't think they're exaggerating it at all.
The doctors say that many of the procedures we've come to expect from modern medicine, C-section births, organ transplants, kidney dialysis, are all possible because of antibiotics. And if antibiotics don't work reliably, those operations can't happen. Strong Memorial Hospital epidemiologist Paul Grayman says a big part of reversing that trend has to start in hospitals. He says doctors need to be prescribing fewer antibiotics.
It's really a constant process of education of physicians and nurses. So it's an ongoing process.
Grayman says the fewer antibiotics doctors prescribe, the less chance bacteria have to become resistant to them. Other steps need to happen outside of hospitals. Lesho says people should get vaccinated because that reduces the spread of diseases and therefore reduces the antibiotics needed to treat them. In Rochester, I'm Brett Dahlberg for WRVO News.